Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is upland game biologist RJ Gross. Today we're going to talk about the spring turkey season. Deadline is February 12th. How is the population for turkeys doing, RJ?
Population's doing pretty good. This year we're going to increase the licenses right around 200. We'll have right around 6,200 licenses this spring. It's most licenses we're going to issue since 2011, so things are trending in the right direction.
So turkeys are doing good?
Turkeys are doing good,
yeah. Okay, are there some parts of the state that are better for spring turkey hunting?
There is, yep. Our western, basically turkeys in North Dakota, there's two different populations, I like to say. The west of the Missouri River and east of the Missouri River. And west, particularly in the Badlands, northern Badlands, turkeys are doing very well. That's where most of the increases are coming from this year. And then in the east of the Missouri River, you know, that's mostly ag country, a lot of trees and grass and shrubs, things that turkeys need are coming out, been coming out for quite a few years now. Success just isn't as good over there. Turkeys are really confined to every river corridor. They're not exposed out into the, you know, remote elements. So been decreasing out there, but shifting more to the west where there's more opportunities.
How do turkeys do during the wintertime?
Turkeys do pretty good during the winter. You know, they're a pretty big, hardy bird. They're tough. They can usually handle North Dakota winters as long as they have shelter. You know, a lot of times they do key in on those feedlots, livestock areas, farmyards, things like that. But as long as there's exposed food, they can usually pull through just fine.
Okay. What can hunters expect in season starts in April?
Yep. April 11th, it opens. I think people should expect a good year. You know, the biggest thing with turkeys is pattern them. Do your scouting. Find where they're roosting and see where they're going in the mornings. When they come down out of the tree, where are they going to feed? Where they go loaf during the day, things like that. And get in between them. You know, it's a good opportunity to introduce somebody new to hunting. You know, a kid, someone who's never hunted before, you know, stick them in a blind in the early morning, let them hear the turkeys in the woods wake up. I mean, it's a fun experience, and it's a good way to introduce somebody to the world of hunting.
Yeah, and when they come down and they're dancing, and mm-hmm. that's a neat sight for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, how is the spring season different from the fall season?
Yep, so the spring season, it's tom only or bearded turkey only, because sometimes hens can have beards, but it's a bearded only season. It's a recreation season. Which is different from our fall season, which is what we use for population control. That's where you can shoot a hen or a jake, any species of turkey.
Turkeys are managed similar to, like, deer in units, correct?
Yep, we have units spread out throughout the state. They're mostly confined by county, but a few of them are multiple counties, but yes.
Okay, and we had one unit that's been closed for a number of years. Is that still closed?
Yep, Unit 21 down by Hanager, that's going to be closed. Still, turkeys just aren't responding down there. You know, there's not really, the habitat isn't there, so it makes sense.
Okay, and there's a couple things hunters can do to help biologists out.
Yep.
Explain.
If you're lucky enough to get a turkey license and harvest one, please send in the first three tips of the primaries, 1 to 2 inches off the primaries, and then a couple breast feathers right along the middle of the bird. And it has to be right along the middle. If it gets off to the side, it's tough to determine. That's what we use to determine if it's a male or a female. The wingtips are what we use for adult and juvenile. And these are things that we need because we use that in setting the tag numbers. So it can impact the adult to juvenile ratio. If people don't send in those wings, we don't get enough information, it's tough to get an accurate tag number.
Okay, and you have, in the past, we've had licenses sometimes left over after the first lottery.
Yep, most often than not, and probably this year in the western areas, there'll be leftovers, especially in like Unit 13, 17, and 27, where the biggest increases are. You can get up to one additional tag in the spring, and I think a lot of places should have that opportunity this year.
If you've never hunted or you're new to spring turkey hunting, what are some basic tips?
Basic thing, you know, like I said earlier, is just to scout, make sure you find their roost tree. Set up a blind. A decoy is usually a good way. If you don't know if you're in between where they're going from the roost to the feed, then just a simple call. I mean, it could be easy as a push button call, and you know, right away at morning, you get in there before daylight so you don't disturb them. Just call back and forth. There'll always be somebody talking back and forth to you, and it's a really cool sound. Just, you know, everything's quiet in the morning, and you make a little call, and all of a sudden the woods light up with turkey gobbles. And when they come down, just be ready for the show, because they'll be coming in.
Okay, again, deadline's February 12th.
Yep.
And should be a good year.
Should be, yeah.
Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.
To apply for a spring turkey license, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Upland Game Biologist RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.